With your permission.
Parashat Shkalim. Parashat Shkalim, I think, Mishpatim. Parashat Shkalim.
Two Torot. One Torah, Parashat Mishpatim. One Torah, Parashat Shkalim.
How important the Shkalim.
Of course, we all do know what it says in the Megillah. And Haman went to Ahasuerus, and he told Ahasuerus he's going to give him a lot of silver. Va'aseret alafim kikar kesef eshkol al yedei osei ha-melacha. Haman told Ahasuerus he wants to get rid of the Jewish people, and he's going to give Ahasuerus 10,000 pieces of silver. Says the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kvar Ikdimu Banai, my children already ahead of you, they gave Shekalim. It means the Gezerah of Haman that started with paying off Ahasuerus and give him a certain amount of silver, says the Gemara, Hashem told Haman, forget about it. He says, this is a mitzvah, one of the 630 mitzvot to give Shekalim. This is before you, and whatever you try to do, you won't succeed, you won't be successful, since my children give machatzit shekel. Of course, we are now in between first Bet HaMikdash and second Bet HaMikdash. They didn't give shekalim to Bet HaMikdash, but the concept of the shekalim of the mitzvah is here. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haman, doesn't matter. You give shekalim to Ahasuerus, 10,000 pieces of silver, won't work. And the question is, what shekalim can help to cancel the gezerah of Haman? Says the Gemara, that's what did the job. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Haman was saying to Ahasuerus, I'm going to give you shekalim, silver, to destroy Am Israel, Hashem said, you won't be successful. Am Israel gave shekalim. What has to do with shekalim? The mitzvah of shekalim. This is what we're going to read in the second Sefer Torah Bezrat Hashem on Shabbat. This is the first in the four series of Shabbatot before Pesach. This Parashat Shekalim is the first one. And then in 2 weeks Parashat Zachor. And then Parashat Parah. And then Parashat HaChodesh. Means we're going to take two Torah out. It says the first one is shekalim. Od shekalim is a paragraph Parashat Kitisa. And the way it reads in the Torah, Kitisa et Rosh Bnei Israel Lifkudehem. Simple explanation, when you want to count Am Israel. When Natnu, Ish Kofer Nafsho Lashem Bifkodotam, Velo Yev Vayim Negev Bifkodotam. What it means is, Am Israel, in order to avoid epidemic, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an advice. Since you're going to be counted, and says the Gemara, if you count something, that something might get Ahinara, and if you're going to count Am Israel, they might get Ahinara, says the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives advice to Moshe, and he tells him, if you're going to count Am Israel, are you ready to count Am Israel? Of course, the Torah talks after the golden calf, that's about 3,000 people died, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a new count of Am Israel, says the Torah, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe how to do it. You don't count the people, you're going to count coins. You see, it means each one should give a coin, and then we're going to count the coins, and if you're going to count the coins, you're not going to buy Nara. That's just the text on the surface. And of course the question is, what does it mean? If people give coins, you're going to count the coins. But of course, in your mind, you have the people. So if you're not allowed to count people, you're not allowed to count the coins. Because you're not interested in how many coins are here. You're interested to know how many people are there. You say, you know what? Each one will give a coin. And if each one will give a coin, then we'll know how many people. So again, it's the same Ayin Hara. It's not a trick. It's not a trick. This is, you give a heifer coin, and then you're going to count how many heifer coins over here. I remember when I was young, they said the income tax of Israel, you know. I don't like to give them such a good mark. But they went to a place, and the guy used to sell pita falafel. Pita falafel. So they came to him, Mas Hakhnasa, in Israel, asked the guy, how many pita falafel you sold today? How many people came here? He said, a few people. He said, a few people came? You know how they make falafel? They take the pita, and then they cut the top of the pita. And then they put inside the pita the falafel. So when they cut the top, what do you do with the top? They throw it in the garbage. So the guy said, from Mas Hakhnasa, they asked the guy, how many people you had over here today? He said, a few people. I said, a few people? I said, hold on, don't move. He went to the garbage, he started to count the pieces. How many pieces inside? He said, how come you have 200 pieces from pitot here? It means you had 200 people. So, same thing, the Torah says, you know, if you count people, is Ayin Hara. Don't say, one person, two person, three person, four, don't say. That's not good, Ayin Hara. I said, how are you going to do? Each one will give half a coin. You climb the coin, it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. You're not interested in the coin. You're interested to know how many people here, right? You want to know how many people ate falafel. He says, he's going to count over here the pieces. He'll know how many people. So it's the same thing. Hashem says to Moshe, you know, to avoid Ayin Hara, to avoid a pandemic, don't count the people. Each one should give half a coin. Well, it's the same thing. It's the same Ayin Hara. The same thing. And the second question is, why half a coin? If you want to count people, let them give a penny. Let them give an apple. Let them give two shekelim. No, half a shekel. What half a shekel has to do with counting? Has to do with counting. You want to count the people. Kritisa, et rosh bnei Israel, venatnu, ishkof al nafsho, zeitnu. Machatit ha-shekel b'shekel, ha-kodesh 20 gerah, ha-shekel, machatit ha-shekel, tuma la-shem. Let them give half a coin. What is the coin? You want to count the people? So, you're going to count the coins. You know how many people. So again, it's the same Ayin Hara. Same Ayin Hara. So comes the Gemara and says, well, the truth of the matter, the text reads that way. But the way you read the text, says the Gemara, it's one of the mitzvot aseh. We have 613 mitzvot. One of the mitzvot is to give machatzit ha-shekel to Bet HaMikdash. They gave it to the Mishkan, they gave to Bet HaMikdash. It means like this. Comes the Gemara, comes the Mishnah, come Halacha and the Rambam. Just we should know exactly what this mitzvah is. Says the Gemara like this. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmi'in al Hashkalim. Every year came Rosh Chodesh. Bedin used to send messengers. This is before text messages, before Facebook. You don't know what to do. Says the Gemara, Bedin used to send messengers all around. Ready, please, soon, you have to give machatzit ha-shekel. Very strange. What's so important that a month before almost, because really they had to give it at the end of the month, you have to send messengers to all over. It says, ready, prepare machatzit ha-shekel. Machatzit ha-shekel, what is this? Half a coin. But you send me messengers to all around Eretz Israel to give machatzit ha-shekel? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, this was Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh. This next Thursday. Then, on the 15th day of Chodesh Adar, they used to put tables on the streets. And people used to sit next to a table, and people passed by and say, sir, machatzit ha-shekel. Sir, machatzit ha-shekel. What's so important about it? Says that the Mishnah on the 25th day of Chodesh Adar, Then in Bet Hamikdash already they put tables in Bet Hamikdash, and already they started to tell people on the street, did you give it? Says the Gemara, somebody did not have, he didn't have it. Not deliberately he doesn't want to give. He doesn't have it. Says the Gemara, that's the only mitzvah from Hashem that Bedin used to force the person. Bedin used to go to the person, he said, Machatzit HaShekel, sir, Machatzit HaShekel. He says, I'm sorry, business is bad. He says, sir, you want to say goodbye to your jacket? They used to take the jacket of the person in the middle of the street, take it away from him. Sell the jacket, it's a half a coin for this guy, here's his jacket gone. No jacket, they used to come to his house. He used to come to his house, open the door, he says, sir, we're taking chairs, we're taking tables. He says, for what? For machatzit shekel? He says, for tefillin? No. For tzitzit? No. For sukkah? No. For lulav? No. For kiddush? No. For nothing. Machatzit shekel is the only mitzvah from the Hashem, from the Torah. Not from Chachamim. From Hashem, that you have to give machatzit shekel. You have to give it. You don't have it? Too bad. Too bad. Go rent yourself out. Go borrow money. You haven't got it? Doesn't matter. They take things from your house. Who has such a thing? What is so important about machatzit shekel? They're going to take it. Comes the Torah and says, well, says the Gemara as well, that a poor person has to give machatzit shekel at one time. Let's say he has a quarter of a shekel. He has a penny. He wants to give now an account. Listen, he's a poor person. He doesn't have half a shekel. No. You have to give it at one time. What is the problem? I give it in payments. I'm poor. They know him. He has no money. He wants to give machatzit shekel. He doesn't have the whole thing. He wants to give one today, one tomorrow, one the next day. You make a list. He gave machatzit shekel. Says the Gemara, no good. No. You have to give it at one time. What is the problem? You want me to give tzedakah? It's 1630 mitzvot. It's not about counting anymore. Now it's about pure tzedakah to Bet HaMikdash. With this money, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, says the Rambam, used to purchase sacrifices every morning and afternoon, Bet HaMikdash, Korban LaTamid. With this money, they used to buy animals for Moadim, Musaf, used to buy the spices for the Ktoret, used to buy things for Bet HaMikdash. It says, so what is the problem? You want me to give money? Okay, I don't have half a shekel now. I'll give you now a few pennies. Eventually, you know, I'll get half a shekel. You tell me I got it. What's the problem? No. Says the halacha. A poor person has to give it one time half a shekel. I said, what is the problem? Says the Torah. A rich person, he said, you want donation, huh? Let me give a shekel, two shekel, five shekel. Sir, just half a shekel. What is the problem? What is the problem? I want to give for him. What? You want to give for him? Tell him you give for him. It's okay. But if you want to give for yourself more, you can't. He said, what is the problem? Comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you how important this machatzit shekel mitzvah is. Besides, they're going to force the guy to give it. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would like to be remembered by my nation. After I die, I like it, you know, I love them so much, I want them to remember Moshe Rabbeinu. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Moshe, you know what? Parashat Shkalim. They're going to take the Torah out, then they're going to remember you. From all the mitzvot that we have, from all the Torah readings every week, you want to remember Moshe Rabbeinu. When you're going to remember Moshe Rabbeinu? Shabbat Parashat Shkalim. Not Parashat Parah, not Parashat Zachor, not Parashat HaChodesh, not Bereshit, not Dvarim, nothing. No Moadim, nothing. Moshe wants us to remember him this Shabbat, Parashat Shkalim. What Parashat Shkalim? Comes the Gemara and continues. Says the Gemara, Masechet Bava Batra, Bamet Harum Keren Israel. If you want to know when Am Israel is going to be famous and everybody will admire and respect Am Israel, says the Gemara, Kitisa, et rosh bnei Yisrael, venatnu. Am Yisrael will give machatit ha-shekel, that is going to raise Am Yisrael. Each one give machatit ha-shekel, says the Gemara, for this Am Yisrael is going to be on the top. People will realize who are the Jews really. It says, from all the things, from all the mitzvot, machatit ha-shekel. Not tzedakah, machatit ha-shekel. This is such a unitary thing. For this, remember Am Yisrael. All the goyim, remember Yisrael. Ah, the Jewish people are good people. You see why? Parashat Shekalim. Parashat Shekalim. Forgot Parashat. Continues the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. He is talking to himself, and he says, when can I go down already? When the Shekhinah can come down? Says the Gemara, Ki tisa et rosh bnei Yisrael, who is the head of Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're going to raise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh is going to come down? Machatzit ha-shekel. Half a shekel. What half a shekel has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down? Am Yisrael is going to be respected by all the goyim. Moshe is going to be remembered. And this is kapara from Ayin Hara. How is it kapara from Ayin Hara? Chachamim tell us the following. It says the Gemara, Gemara Yerushalmi says it. Gemara Yerushalmi says, when you read the Torah, and the Torah tells us the brothers sold Yosef to the Ishmaelim, to the Midianim, be'esrim kasef. It means 20 pieces of silver. Says the Gemara, what does it mean exactly? Can you explain to me what kind of value was that money that they got for Yosef? Says the Gemara, this is exactly chamisha shkalim, five shkalim, chamisha slaim. The reason we do pinyon haben, chamisha slaim you give to the Kohen, is because they sold Yosef. Says the Gemara, this is the amount of money the brothers got. Says the Gemara, how much is it? Says the Gemara, said, Chamisha Shkalim. Says the Gemara, how many brothers were there? Says the Gemara, 10. 10 brothers. Even though the Reuven wasn't there, 10 brothers. Says the Gemara, if you're going to divide Chamisha Shkalim for 10 pieces, each brother put in his pocket half a shekel. Says the Gemara, if somebody's going to ask you, what is the concept that Hashem wants us to give machatit ha-shekel? The answer is Yosef. They sold Yosef. Each brother got half a shekel. For this Hashem said it. What does it mean really? Chachamim, the Gemara says, say you take a Sefer Torah on Shabbat, it's a parashat shekalim. What parashat shekalim? It says, you know, before Chodesh Adar, there's a mitzvah, machatit ha-shekel into Bet HaMikdash. Or if Am Yisrael is going to be counted to give machatzit shekel, this is a protection for Ayin Hara. There is no protection for Ayin Hara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care less if you read Parashat Shkalim, don't read Parashat Shkalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara only wants you to remember machatzit shekel. Let him want you. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, first Bet HaMikdash was destroyed because Am Yisrael did major sins. They did Avodah Zarah. They killed each other, did not behave well, but after 70 years, Kush, Kolesh gave permission to start building Second Bet HaMikdash. And then a few years later, we got Second Bet HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, look, Second Bet HaMikdash was destroyed. How long are we waiting for the third one? What is the problem? Says the Gemara, this is the revival of Sinat Chinam, Yosef and his brothers. Don't get along with people. Don't like people. Don't respect people. He says this is the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests on love. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a coin made out of fire from under his chair And with his finger, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu. Zeitnu. You see this coin, they have to give. Says Shlomo HaMelech in Shir HaShirim. Ahava, love, has to be like fire. Love somebody, you have to love him so much that you think something is burning inside you that you love him. It's not, he's okay. So Chachamim say, after Alecha Kamocha, doesn't mean you should love him also. It means you feel inside yourself that you love him so much that something is burning inside you. זה שלמה מלך עם שיר השירים. קשה כמה בתאהבה. He says, you have to... רשפה רשפה אש של הבת יא. He says, you should know the kina, the אהבה the person has to have. It's like a fire. It says, like jealousy. The Gemara says, jealousy, if somebody is jealous, it says something is burning inside himself. How come I don't have it? Why he has it? It says love has to be in the same level as jealousy. Like jealousy is a very bad thing, and like love is a very good thing. It says not, okay, he's okay. Okay, he's a nice kid. No. You have to love him like fire. That's called ve'avta l'cha kamocha. What the Torah says is not only I love each one. No. It means you have to love him like fire. It says this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chachamim say, showed Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, they need a kapara for the golden calf. They need a kapara because I'm going to count them. Moshe said, kapara? Who knows how much we have to give? Hashem said, no. You don't understand. You see this coin. This is a coin made out of fire. Hashem showed with his finger, says Moshe, that's what they need. They need inside them burning love. That's it. If they're going to have it, then everything is forgotten, everything is forgiven. It says, no ayin hara. What no ayin hara? No, you don't understand. It's not a donation that will save you from ayin hara. Only half a coin can save you from ayin hara. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, listen, if you're going to count the people, let each one give half a coin. Why half a coin? Let each one give a coin. Why half a coin? A coin will not do the job. Because when they give half a coin, that's what it means. They remind themselves of what happened to Yosef. That is the purpose. It's not the donation. Donation will not undo ayin hara. Donation will not undo epidemic. What undo epidemic is the fire that burns inside someone that he loves somebody. You have to love everybody, but to really love him, not be okay with him, means nothing. It won't undo it. It says that, that's what the Gemara says. That's what Torah says. Kritisa et Rosh Bnei Yisrael ifkudeim. He said, you're going to count on Israel in order not to have ayin hara, not to have a pandemic. What you got to do is give only half a coin. No more, no less. He said, why no more or less? He says, because that is going to remind you. A poor person, says the Gemara, has to give in one shot half a coin. He can't divide it. He can't do payments. Because the half a coin is a reminder. It's not the amount. It's a reminder what once upon a time happened with half a coin. The brothers pocket half a coin when they sold Yosef because of the jealousy. So since the Torah said the brothers were jealous at Yosef, it says now you have to undo it. You have to love. It says half a coin, this is just a reminder. It's not the purpose of half a coin. And this is what, that's why it's half a coin, not a coin. And that's really what the Gemara says. It says, but HaMikdash was destroyed. It says, you're waiting for the third one. It says the Gemara, you got to fix that loving thing. It's under Kisei HaKavod. It says the Gemara, you should know, it's amazing. It says, Am Yisrael came, Machloket in the Rishonim, and they gave donation to Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan. They gave silver, gold, copper, all the materials to build the Mishkan. Says the Torah, says the Gemara, they brought the Mishkan to Moshe after the Mishkan was ready. And Am Yisrael came to Moshe and said, Moshe, would like to know where's all the half a coin silver that we gave. What did you do with this? You melted it. So where is it? Says the Gemara, they used the silver coin to do the base of the Mishkan. It's called Adanim. Adanim is from the name of Hashem, Aleph, Daled, Nun, and Yud. This is the thing the Mishkan is resting on, is those half a coins that Am Yisrael gave. From those half a coins, Moshe melted them, and Moshe made the base for all the wood to rest on it. So the whole Mishkan is resting on the half a coin. Says the Gemara, they came to Moshe, and they told Moshe, listen, we think that some silver is missing. So Moshe said, silver missing? He said, yeah. Each one gave half a coin. Where is all the silver? Says the Gemara, Moshe said he doesn't remember. Am Yisrael said, we know where it is. In Switzerland. We know. Moshe, where's the silver? Where's the silver? What happened? Everything else, they don't care. They want to know where the silver is. And Moshe, can you imagine, doesn't remember. Everything else he remembers. The whole Torah he remembers. But he doesn't remember where the silver is. Says the Gemara, finally, after a few minutes, Moshe looked all around the Mishkan. It's in front of him. Moshe said, look, this is the base of the Mishkan, the Adanim made from silver, and the hooks. And comes the Torah and writes a sentence. The Torah tells you, Parashat Pekudei, you see, Bezrat Hashem, Parashat Pekudei, the Torah tells you, Moshe made hooks. Says the Gemara, what do you have to tell me, Moshe made hooks? What? He says, no, because Moshe really did not know where the silver is. He said, where the silver is, it's not a problem with silver. Why, we think Moshe stole silver from you? Says the Chachamim, says Rav Shimshon Mostopoli, you should know, lack of memory comes from jealousy, hatred, fights, criticism. I forgot. Mister, you know why I forgot? Because there's an angel in Shammai, he makes you forget. The name of the angel means, it's called fight, riv, reish yudbet. This is the angel. Makes you forget. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to each one should give half a coin. We should love each other like fire. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, showed Moshe Rabbeinu a coin made out of fire. But Baruch Hashem, a lot of argument and disagreement in Am Yisrael. Never achieved a loving situation. Never. That Hashem showed us. Look, the Mishkan is resting on the half a coin, on the silver. This half a coin is to remind you what happened. Because jealousy by Kanuvo Echav, you hated yourself. You sold yourself. This half a coin is just a reminder. It says, take all the half a coins, make the base of the Mishkan. The whole Beit HaMikdash stands on that particular thing, on the half a coin business. It says, the half a coin, this is a sign of Beit HaMikdash. It says, here, look, Moshe does not remember. Where is the silver? What do you mean he doesn't remember? No, an angel from Shammai made him forget. It says, to tell Am Yisrael that the Mishkan rests on fake half a coin. It's not the real half a coin. It's half a coin means love. Love like fire. It says, you don't love each other. It says, look, the Mishkan, Nignaz. Says the Gemara, the Mishkan was put away. First Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash, Nov, Givon, Shiloh. They said, what happened? It says, the half a coin did not do the job. You did not look at half a coin as a reminder. You looked at a donation. Donation will not save you from anything. Donation will save you if you have in mind half a coin. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you know, Moshe asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how am I going to be remembered by Am Yisrael? Hashem said, you know what? How? Half a coin. Half a coin is a segula for good memory. Half a coin is segula to love each other with no criticism. Says the Gemara, well, Moshe used to come to Am Yisrael, so Am Yisrael used to talk about Moshe gossip. Oh, Moshe is late. Oh, he had to make a deposit. Oh, Moshe is early. Probably he gives something for free. He made a joke out of Moshe all the time. It says, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to be remembered in a good way. Not gossip, not Lashon Hara. Nargalim, says the Gemara. He used to complain about Moshe. How come Moshe is doing this? How come Moshe is doing that? So Moshe asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, when am I going to remember for something good? Something good, like Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, is only half a coin. Half a coin does the job. And that's what the Gemara says. That a poor person has to give half a coin. They're going to force him. They take the jacket away from him. He said, what do you want from the poor person? What do you want from the poor guy? He has no money. You don't understand. It's not the amount. It's the size of the coin. It's going to remind the poor person how much he has to love each other like a fire. If he's going to give him payments, it's not half a coin. Won't remind him anything. Oh, I gave donation. Donation means nothing. The first donation that Hashem demands is half a coin. That's the only mitzvah from the 630 mitzvot that Bedin Chachamim used to come and force a person, where's half a coin? I said, listen, what's the big deal? What's the big deal, half a coin for you? What is the big deal for you? He says, no, half a coin is not a donation. Half a coin is a reminder. He says, you cannot look at this as Hashem needs your donation. Of course, they're going to buy the sacrifices, the spices from it, but it's not the purpose of donation. He says, listen, on Rosh Chodesh Adar already, they can go to send messengers to people's houses, says, ready for Machtzit HaShekel. What do you mean I have to be ready for that? Chachamim say, Rosh Chodesh Hadar is before Pesach. Pesach is supposed to be Geula, redemption. It's never redemption if you have Machloket. Never redemption if you have criticism. Never Machloket if you fight with somebody. Never. It says on Rosh Chodesh Hadar, messengers, person, please, remember, you have to give soon half a coin. Remember, no more. I said, what do you mean sending a messenger for half a coin? Big deal. So it's not a big deal. It's not the amount. It's the reminder. Says the Gemara, you should know that this, how important it is, that thing. Says the Gemara, Hashem said, when are going to come down already? The Gemara says, Machatzit HaShekel. Machatzit HaShekel will bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to undo gezerot, ayin hara, half a coin. Because half a coin will show you that you have to love somebody. You're not going to have no ayin hara. If you love somebody like fire, you can't have ayin hara. The problem is you don't love everybody like fire. You have to feel him. The Gemara says, Chachamim used to see children come from school, people come from yeshiva, used to go and hug them and kiss them. Oh, Baruch Hashem. The other people said, no, but if, what did you go to yeshiva for? Where you go for yeshiva? Well, go get a job. Where are you sitting on the chair learning? So what's your business? The Meshulach. He doesn't like the Meshulach. What's your business about the Meshulach? What's your business? The man left his family in Israel. He comes, he's in America 6 months, he wants to get some money. What's your business? This is criticism. This is jealousy. This is hatred. This is the opposite of Machatzit HaShekel. No redemption unless you have love like fire to each other. And let Chachamim say, you take Sefer Torah, this Shabbat, you eat Parashat Shkalim. For what? Because you remember what happened with HaMikdash? For this, you take Sefer Torah, you say Bracha on it? No. You have to know why with HaMikdash they gave half a shekel. Half a shekel, Machatzit HaShekel was given not for donation, for just to show love to each other, to have a kapara on the hatred, the brothers to Yosef and Yosef to the brothers. And they sold Yosef, each person, each brother got half a coin. Says the Gemara, that is the secret of this. And let's read what the Gemara means. Gemara means that Haman comes to Achashverosh, and he tells Achashverosh, I give you 10,000 pieces of silver to destroy the Jewish people. Yishno, Am Echad, Mefuzar, Meforad, Ben Naamim, Bechol Medel Malchutecha. It is a nation that fights, the Jews argue all the time. So what does it make? It says, they have no Yeshua. Comes Hashem and says, Rasha, wicked Mr. Haman, my children already gave half a coin. When you give half a coin, it means that you show unity, that you show love. This will undo the gezerah of Haman. You read Megillat Esther, you say, oh, this, no. Soon it's going to be a gezerah of Haman, and they're all going to sit on the floor and going to cry, all do ta'anit, no fighting, no arguing, because it's a gezerah. What's the sense now to fight with my neighbor if sooner or later we're going to be on a tree? It says, that's the Gemara says. Achashverosh gave his ring to Haman. Am Israel, they all became loving to each other like fire. No more argument. No more fighting. It says, that's the Machatzit HaShekel. Let the Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Haman, what do you think you're going to give Achashverosh silver? We have a mitzvah in the Torah. Half a coin silver. This will undo all the gezerot. But before Pesach, before Mashiach is supposed to come, it says you should know the first step is Parashat Shkalim. It's not the half a coin. It's the half, that's only half a coin, not a coin. It's only for everybody at once you have to pay half a coin to remember, to remind yourself what caused the disaster, second with Hamikdash. What caused the disaster that we couldn't be survived? So Chazon Ish said, Holocaust came, because of argument in Europe between the people, fighting, criticizing each other, hating each other, came the Holocaust. A continuation, said the Chazon Ish, of Second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of hatred and criticism. But Parashat Shkalim, that's what Zari says, as first in the series of four, as the first, take the Torah, Parashat Shkalim. It's not the Shekalim, forget about it. And that's what the Gemara says. You should know the purpose of the Shekalim is not for Shekalim. Look, it's to undo Ainara. Look, it's to give donation to the Midrash for this, the Rosh Chodesh Hadar. Why Rosh Chodesh Hadar? Why before Pesach? Because Pesach is time for redemption. Pesach is time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to calm down. He says, he can't calm down. He says, you should know, this is the base of Beit HaMidrash, is this half a coin. It's not Moshe took the half a coins and made them the basis for the wood of the Mishkan. No, this is the half a coin, this is the base. And that's what Chachamim said, that Parashat HaShavua is Parashat Mishpatim. I said, perfect, but you should know the goal is Parashat Shkalim. This is to go up to the Torah, to read it, the Maftir, and then the Haftarah is not the money, is the message, is what Hashem wants us to know and fix ourselves and to get to that situation, to love each other like fire, the Mashiach will come up.